Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode. This is Rachel Fisher.
Hi, this is Desi Jettikin.
Desi.
Do, do, do.
Breaking news. There is hot sauce all over my computer right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were little piggies tonight. We were watching TV together and eating dinner.
Yes.
There's hot sauce everywhere.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's bad. But, yeah, so I happened upon a Reddit board that I thought would make a fun episode for today. And that was cast member horror stories from Disneyland.
Really?
Yes. Rachel, there are like thousands of stories on Reddit boards from Disneyland and Disney World and Epcot Center cast members. These are not ghosts or hauntings or like what we've covered before. These are just everyday horrors that these cast members have to see and deal with park guests.
Do they talk about stroller moms, aggressive stroller moms?
There's some of that, but obviously I have a specific focus. I'm very interested in revolting, disgusting, and sex-related incidents.
Oh.
So there are some. I just saw this one right before. I kind of had to shut myself down at some point because it's like, you know what I mean? There was just too many. But then I saw this one. So I'll just start with this one because it was really funny. So this guy is telling a story about how at Disneyland, where when he was working, they would have code names for certain incidents. For instance, Baloo meant there was blood that needed to be cleaned up.
Baloo?
Baloo. Like the character.
Like the bear, Baloo.
Yes, Baloo. So he said that one day he was strolling around and he spotted a small boy about 2 years old taking a massive dump right in the middle of the play area.
That's not blood.
No, there's more. He said the boy saw him and started to cry and ran away with no clothing on the lower half of his body. So this boy just took a shit and now he's running around naked in the playground at Disneyland. This guy got on the radio and he couldn't think of what to say because they had never discussed a code for human feces in the play area with a naked kid running around. So he called in, "I have a code poo situation in the play area and piglets on the loose."
Piglet.
I mean, that is very Piglet. Does Piglet have pants?
No, Piglet doesn't have pants.
No. So that's a very accurate code. I mean, I think they should incorporate that into the system.
I think that's great. So he just came up with that on the fly.
Yeah. I mean, I think I told the story about Tigger. There's a honeypot. Someone spilled honey on the tracks or something like that.
Yes.
So they do have all these stupid, annoying, character-driven codes there.
Well, we talked about on our first episode of The Dark Side of Disneyland way back in the day when we did that episode. Go listen to it if you haven't yet. But on that episode, we talked about how they say protein spill.
Yes.
Means puke.
Right. Well, I have some more codes coming.
Great.
So apparently they shift these codes. They're not all the same all the time. I guess it depends who's working, maybe what era it is.
That's like very secret agent.
Now, this is like one of my favorite things about Disneyland. I've probably mentioned this is like you can literally see families coming apart at the seams. It's such a stressful trip because it's so expensive. I think a lot of people spend a lot of money and they want it to be a perfect day. And it's almost impossible not for it to be stressful if you have small kids.
I had to get stitches in my face one time when I was a young, small child.
Oh, really?
At Disneyland. Yes.
What did you do?
I stabbed a pin in my eye.
Jesus, Rachel. Well,
we were at the Disneyland Hotel, my mom and my dad and me, and my grandparents were like in the next room at the hotel, and I was jumping on the bed and I had a pen in my hand.
Oh.
And my parents didn't see because they were probably fucking exhausted
right. After
spending the day at Disneyland with their 3-year-old. And I stabbed it in my eye and I had to go to the hospital.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
so that
like
must
a
have
nightmare.
Been a really, I just think back, like that must have been so stressful for my parents.
it's such a, I just always see these families and it's just like, it's, you can just see it happening, the meltdowns, you know what I mean? Like sometimes it's early in the day too and you're like, oh my God, you're going to be here 9 more hours with this.
Right.
So this one was sort of funny to me. This guy said that he used to work at the kitchen near Cinderella's castle.
So this is in Florida.
Yes. When a family of four came in for their dinner, he said that about halfway through the dinner, the husband stood up and tapped his glass for attention. At that point, he announced that his wife of 15 years had been cheating on him for over a year. The entire place stood still in shock. He then motioned for his kids to pay the waitress and left the wife crying at the table. This guy, I can see why the wife probably cheated on him.
Yeah.
Because that is insane.
Talk about making it all about you, dude.
At Disneyland, like ruining everyone's good time.
Well, I mean, if I was just an observer, that would be the highlight of my trip.
Oh, that would have been like an amazing trip.
But
yeah.
His poor children.
Well, other people aren't as fun as us. So they would have been like, this is terrible. My children had to hear this. Now I have to tell them about divorce and what cheating is. Now, here were two funny celebrity sightings that these people had at Disneyland. One person said that he was at Disneyland in Anaheim on Tom Sawyer Island, where he saw a man with a red knee-length coat on and a fur-edged hood running around Tom Sawyer Island. That person was Michael Jackson.
What the fuck?
Can you imagine being on Tom Sawyer Island and seeing Michael Jackson running around playing? That would be demented.
That sounds like a hallucination.
He said that he heard a mom say, there's Michael Jackson. And then the kid just looked at him in awe. And then a crowd noticed him and swarmed him. So then other Disney employees had to come and whisk him away.
I need to know what era of Michael Jackson this is.
Seriously? I have no idea.
That's very important to the story.
Absolutely.
Like, are we talking Jackson 5?
No, it was when he was older.
Oh, okay.
It's older.
But still, there are certain eras I need to know.
Yes.
Are we talking bad?
Look, if they're on Reddit, I'm assuming it's probably a later stage Michael Jackson.
Late stage Michael Jackson.
I doubt people on Reddit, they're probably younger, leaning younger. So, yeah, I mean, it's not Thriller Michael Jackson we're talking about. And I'm guessing it's post, like, Dangerous, even probably, like,
right.
Another funny celebrity sighting. This guy says he'll never forget that moment, and it's like, duh, like any Michael Jackson sighting is probably incredible,
yeah,
because it's just so weird. Like, there's never a normal Michael Jackson sighting, I'm guessing.
Never.
So another time, this person said he was in Tomorrowland by a burger stand. And he sat down to eat, like he's on his lunch break, eating a burger with his friend. And he saw Terry Crews. And he said, hey, look, it's President Camacho. All of a sudden, every woman around raised their head and started looking and running over there. He then quickly buried his head and got onto his iPhone to ignore everyone. He's like, I felt bad. I don't know who President Camacho is.
Idiocracy.
That's Terry Crews is in that?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen that movie in so long, but I was like, it sounds familiar. I just can't remember what that was from. Okay. So this one takes place on Big Thunder Mountain. So this park employee said one day a kid had probably eaten a bunch of pasta with marinara and then promptly threw it all up in front of the entrance to Big Thunder Mountain. It was a huge pile of watery barf, easily 2 feet wide and 3 feet long. So I called custodial to set up a couple of trash cans to do our best to block the area off so people wouldn't step in it. This dude, wearing all white, of course, comes running down the path from the exit of the ride to try to get back into the line as soon as he could. We tried to yell at him to stop running, but it was too late. He thought he would be a super cool guy and jump between the trash cans. He didn't count on there being a river of barf at the other side. So he jumps, lands in the barf, and his legs slip out from under him. He falls and rolls into the red marinara barf. It took him a few seconds to comprehend what had happened, but he eventually let out a blood-curdling scream.
But
there's something so funny about some showboating guy trying to jump over the garbage cans and then slipping on a banana peel, basically.
cut to 40 minutes later, this guy's walking through Main Street, USA, decked out in head-to-toe Disney gear.
Oh, dude, I've had to buy things at Disney.
Same.
Dude, I have like, I bought like the ugliest shoes I've ever owned in my life because I was getting a blister from ones I wore. So I was like, I have to get something that it's like not this hitting me at that exact mark.
I have bought some hideous things there.
No, it's awful. Okay, our next story. Wait a second. Where did I got lost? No, that's good. Okay. So this guy was a safari driver at the Kilimanjaro Safari Attraction in Animal Kingdom, which is in Orlando. He said that they had an elephant in the safari named Willie. Now, Willie, he said, was an exhibitionist. One day he was driving the safari through like the animals, I guess. I've never been to that. Have you?
Is this a real elephant?
Yes, you know what Animal Kingdom is, right?
They
have real animals. It's a separate park, and it's like a safari, like a wildlife zoo. But it's like you're on these like rides that go through the safari, so it's like you're on this African safari type.
Are the animals just out and about?
Yes, yeah.
What if they charge you?
Well, the carts you're going through, or there's like fences and stuff, so they can't come at you, but they get really close.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've never actually been to it, but I have like seen about it. Now, at some point, a kid on the train, or like the whatever the things are, yells out, "Mommy, the elephant has 5 legs." Oh. And then he said, he looked and he said, there was Willie with his 5-foot-long dick just swaying in the Florida breeze. Did you know elephants had big dicks?
I mean, it's not surprising, Desi.
It's not surprising. He said he had to turn his mic off because he was laughing so hard. It must be really hard to be an employee at Disneyland and have to keep your, like, keep, like, wholesome.
Cast members are incredible. I don't understand how they do it because I would laugh at everything.
It's an insane... There's just, even as when you go as a guest, you're just seeing hilarious things from top. Like, that's why I do love Disneyland. I like all the rides, and obviously there's the nostalgia. But you just see the most insane things that you've never seen before in your life. And the people are just, like, incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a mixture of people. And like I said before, and everyone's slightly on edge.
Did I tell you about the ladies I saw at Disneyland, like, I don't know, 8 years ago? I was there in like 2012. And there were these two older women with Karen haircuts. Like they had the age 60 and up Karen haircut.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It was like real frosted. And they were both riding on matching hover rounds.
Oh.
Like red hover rounds. And they both had matching puff paint t-shirts on.
Nice.
And on the back, one of them said Thelma and the other one said Louise.
I love these people.
I have a picture of them.
Oh, that's incredible.
Like, these were the most incredible people I've ever seen in my life.
I love it. I would love to know what the baddest thing they've ever done was.
You know it was bad. You know it was fucked up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money. Not only did they help me find and cancel some of my unwanted subscriptions, in general, they've given me a great picture of my financial status and helped me save money. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love the dashboard that shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene. That's rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene. rocketmoney.com/HollywoodCrimeScene.
So this guy who wrote this little story, he worked at Space Mountain. He said that one time a woman tried to load or go on a ride, the Space Mountain ride, and as she was going onto the cart, she was holding a large black duffel bag. He said as he was helping her get on the cart, he heard something come from the bag and he asked her to open it. She refused. He finally had security come and forced them to open the bag, and inside was a 6-month-old baby.
Sorry. Come on.
Wait. This is a story that's happened multiple times. Here's another one. This guy worked on the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland. He said that one time this woman came in with a huge jacket on in the summer, and she had stuffed her baby near the bottom in an attempt to look pregnant and get on the Indiana Jones ride.
These are terrible parents.
But I honestly buy this 100%. Because you always see one parent stuck outside with a baby.
I know.
And you know that they're like depressed about it. But here's the thing. These people, and I'm gonna stereotype and say they're usually young parents because they're so desperate to take their baby to Disneyland that they can't wait till they're like 2 or 3 years old. They have to do it when they're like a newborn, when they can't even enjoy it because they just want to go to Disneyland with their baby.
Okay, my parents may have done that,
but your parents weren't young parents.
No,
but I feel like they're like really young and they just want to like, that's like their idea of like parenting. Like, we're going to take the baby to Disneyland, even though it's like 6 months old or something like that. Like,
well, I mean, to be fair, like, I think my brother was the baby and I was like the toddler.
Well, yeah, that's different. But I've seen people there with like a newborn baby where you're like, come on, like the baby can't even enjoy it yet. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
leave the baby at home. Just go to Disneyland for yourself.
Yeah. Have a day off from the fucking baby.
Sounds great.
Don't try to take a baby on fucking Space Mountain in a duffel bag.
I honestly don't care if they took the baby to Disneyland. I care that they smuggled their child in.
Right. My point was, you're not going to be able to go on every ride when you go with a newborn.
Yeah.
Like, you got to accept that you're going to fucking Toontown or like whatever. Like, I don't even know. I don't know what ride you, probably Fantasyland rides you can bring a baby on because you can hold them. Like, and it's
don't bring your baby on the Indiana Jones ride.
No. And these rides are particularly like, what are you going to do? Leave the baby on the floor in a duffel bag? Like, that is so stressful.
Those rides are shaky too.
Yeah. Like, you're not even supposed to go on them if you're pregnant. Like,
no.
Yeah. So this baby's barely out of your tummy. Dude, like, that's got to be like shaking baby syndrome or something.
I swear to God, that is like really psychotic.
So this guy said his mother worked at Disneyland in the 80s and used to run the booth where you get your name sewn into the back of the Mickey Mouse hat.
Yep.
Ears. I've always like wanted to do that job. Like, that seems really fun to me. I don't know why. Like, aww. If I worked at Disneyland, I like they're in that old fashioned sewing shop
like with all right
the
up hats. Front.
Yeah. The Mad Hatter shop.
Yeah.
And he said that one day she got a request for these names. The names were Uday and Kusei. It turns out Saddam's two sons were visiting the park and wanted to have Mickey Mouse ear hats.
Saddam Hussein?
His sons, Uday and Kusei, went to Disneyland in the 80s and got Mickey Mouse ear hats. I mean, they must have been kind of older, too. Or like teenagers, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's crazy. This guy said his favorite story was when a woman came into Disneyland dressed as Snow White and was very drunk and belligerent, pretending to be Snow White and signing autographs and taking pictures with people.
That's illegal.
She was escorted out by the PD and caused a huge scene while she was being arrested.
That's illegal at Disneyland.
You're not allowed to wear a costume if you're an adult.
No.
Only kids are allowed to wear.
Only kids. You can do Disney bounding, which is like, you know about Disney bounding?
Bounding? No.
It's like pushing the boundary where you like dressed like in a referential way to a character.
Oh.
Like maybe you wear like a yellow sundress and you have a rose clip in your hair.
Right. But you're not in character costume.
No. Yeah. But it's like edge play for Disney adults.
I see. Do you know what I mean? So it's an homage to like, Belle.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no,
but you don't look like an official cast member. That's no, the danger.
They're not in costume.
Yeah.
They're more referencing.
I love this Snow White woman. I think it's hilarious. Snow White really let herself go. Like, in my mind, she's like 70 for some reason, but maybe she was younger. So here's another crazy Space Mountain story. So this guy worked at Space Mountain. He said one time this guy was separated from his wife getting into the first row because he wasn't paying attention and the gates closed. Space Mountain has a very delicate timing system, and generally we don't have enough time to reopen gates. I was trying to shout across the track and tell him that we would pull his wife out so they could be rejoined, but I guess the CM checking lap bars asked, the cast member checking lap bars asked, and she said she didn't mind and didn't want to be pulled out. So he solves the problem. And I have no idea why. Was he afraid to ride alone? Was he just a dick? I always wonder. By jumping into the track like an asshole to chase after her car when the gates opened.
Jeez.
It's my first time that I ever had to hit the emergency stop. Can you imagine doing that at Disneyland? That is like so insane.
Jumping into the tracks.
To stop his wife from going by herself in the car.
You know what? She probably could have used that ride alone.
I feel like she needed some space. some space on Space Mountain. Now, he said another time a really tall man was sitting in the back row and looked really uncomfortable. I asked him if he was sure he wanted to ride the ride as his legs were really smashed against the seat in front of him. He assured me that he did. Next thing I know, I turn around and see him climbing down one of the flights of stairs leading up to the attraction. This asshole decided he wanted to get out, and because he was so tall, the lap bar didn't go down so far to lock him into the ride. It just boggles my mind that he decided to climb out in the pitch black area where he had no idea where any stairways or walkways was and just took his chances that he wouldn't fall into a track and be crushed by a ride vehicle.
So he got out when they go into the tunnel?
Yes, yes. The lap bar never closed completely. And he just decided to leave instead of like and telling it. Like the whole thing seems like a fucking scary mess. Like, ugh. Now, this one's a really funny Space Mountain story. This guy says that he was at Space Mountain and someone had left behind an abandoned bag at the base for more than 15 minutes. So we followed normal security procedures and they brought a bomb dog out to sniff it. When our Pluto came to check the bag, he sniffed it and then sat down, which signals there is something wrong with the bag. We had to evacuate all of Tomorrowland, literally every attraction, store, and restaurant, and all of the cast members were standing at the entrances freaking out because now, of course, we were sure there was a bomb about to go off and we would all die. It turned out that the backpack was just forgotten and was full of carne asada burritos. The dog sat down because he thought he was getting a treat.
Why was it full of carne asada burritos?
I think people bring food into the park because they don't want to buy, they want to like save money.
Right, right.
Or they don't like the food.
I mean, that's smart.
I do it. I've done it before. Like, because I don't feel, if I'm going to be there all day, I don't want to eat junk food because the food I like there is like not the best food for you.
Well, you need a little snack.
Yeah. So I'll bring like healthier snacks. So I'm like eating the junk food there, but then I'll have some fruit or something like that. So right. I've definitely brought food there.
That is so funny.
Can you imagine? This guy said he worked at the Golden Horseshoe at Disneyland, which is actually one of the places I like to eat.
They have some really good ice cream sundaes there.
And I also like their chicken strips.
I haven't had the chicken strips, but the last time I was there was in January.
Oh, right. Oh,
that's like the last thing I did before shutdown was I went to Disneyland.
Oh.
Wait, no, it was New Year's. We went on New Year's Eve, I think. Yeah, we went on New Year's Eve with, or did we go when it was spooky season? We went on Halloween.
Oh, that's
never
right.
Mind. Okay, so it wasn't right before shutdown. We went that was the last time I was in Disneyland. It was last Halloween, but like it was my little brother, Robbie. He's 5 years old. It was his first time ever going to Disneyland. So for him, like, it was...
It's fun to go with kids like that age,
dude,
like 3 to 5.
He was losing his mind. He loved it so much. Like, I'm so sad. Like, I won't be able to take him again for like years probably.
Yeah.
But we ate at the Golden Horseshoe Cafe and had ice cream there.
It's a good place to cool off too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it gets hot, especially in October. It's still usually warm and it's nice and AC in there. You can kind of sit for a bit.
It's very like open in there.
Yeah. Well, this guy worked there and he said at the top of the stairs on the second floor, it's usually pretty empty up there when the shows are done for the day. And there's like a couch and stuff up there. He said he went up there to check on the place and noticed a girl had her head on a guy's lap and it was covered by a blanket. There was movement. He said, now I knew what was going on, but I didn't want to act like I did. So I said, oh no, is she feeling all right? Do you need me to call first aid? And the look on his face was priceless as he muttered something about her just being tired. They left shortly after. So he was getting a blowjob in the Golden Horseshoe.
That is not an inconspicuous place to give a blowjob.
I've never been up to the second. Actually, I have been up to the second level But I rarely go up. There's like a second level where there's like a few, there's like a single row of tables around the balcony.
That must, they must have had to have been like the only people up there.
I think so.
Because that place is like a fucking cafe.
Yeah. And in the lower level, you would never be able to get away with it.
No.
Definitely not. Did you know that there was something like I know about like Gay Day and then there's like the Goth Day. I think it has a name. I can't remember.
And then Dapper Day.
Oh, yeah. That's right. There's also one called Knights of Joy. Do you know Knights of Joy?
No.
Knights of Joy is when the park is open to Christian youth groups.
Oh.
And apparently it is fucking hell on earth when the Christian youth groups come in.
Why?
Christian rock groups, according to this guy, Christian rock groups play. And then they have extra staff on and extra security on because there is so much sex and drugs happening around every corner. We need to go on Night of Joy and do an investigation.
Dude, let's go.
Doesn't
on
that
Joy
sound
Night.
Insane? He said, like, they prepare for it all year long. And if they say, if you see a bush rustling, kids are in there having sex. The bathrooms have to be checked every 5 minutes. And any ride that goes dark for more than 3 seconds will have teenagers whipping their dicks out.
You know what? They're all doing it in the ass.
Absolutely. In the bushes.
That's how Christian youths do it, is totally. They do it in the butt because they think Jesus won't like it if you do it in the pussy.
Absolutely. That's the Mormon. It has a name. It has a few names. I can't remember what it is. It's like the Mormon rule, or I don't know. Now, this guy also says that one time he saw a college-age male pushing his grandmother in a wheelchair. He was so anxious to get onto a ride, he started speeding up to get to the show before the building doors closed. And he was hauling ass, pushing his grandmother in a wheelchair. Right as the doors were about to shut, he didn't see that there was a rope there that was like locking it off, and it closed line the grandma. I'm sorry. I'm hoping the grandma is okay, but I can't even imagine seeing that. Like, it's so, everyone is so stressed at Disney. Like, everything is timed to a T. You don't want to miss something because you're like, I need to go here and then I'm going to go to that show. Like, everything is just so tightly scheduled.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, this guy said if he had a dime for every idiot he saw run full speed into a closed turnstile, he'd have like millions of dollars. Oh my God. He also said, he just has all these. Like, just so much puke. He said he's seen that people urinate into the express pass dispensers, which really grossed me out because I'm like a huge fast pass girl. I'm like on the fast pass system.
Too.
I fucking love this fast pass.
I have the fast pass system down to a science.
Oh, me too. So we could go together.
We could go together, Desi, because we would both be so efficient about our time there.
Everyone loves going with me because I'm so on the fast pass. And then sometimes people, when they're not into my fast pass, like, I'm not a dictator about it, but I know how to go on the most possible rides as possible.
Same.
So why would you not let me take charge of this situation?
I know that we would be on a very similar wavelength if we ever went together, just because I know both of us know the park like the back of our hands.
Oh, I know where everything is. Like, it's crazy. Like, I know all the back ways.
Yeah, same.
This is a really awful story. This guy said that one day he was near a line for a ride. I think it was Space Mountain. And this little girl in front of me was complaining she had to go to the bathroom. They were in front of the line, so her parents didn't want to leave the line. The parents were arguing with the kid, and eventually the girl squats down and shits on the ground. She then picks up her turd and holds it up to her mom's face. The mom proceeded to puke all over the ground.
What ride was this in
Space Mountain.
Oh, no.
So they didn't want to leave because they were at the front of the line and they had waited so long. Because that line can be brutally long if you don't have a fast pass.
Right.
That's like that can be like a 2 hour wait.
If you don't have I don't understand why people.
Why would you do that?
Now, like, the advent of the fast pass at Disneyland, it's not like you have to pay for it. It's free for everybody.
You just have to be able to like figure out the timing because you can only get one per like
2 hours.
Yeah, like 2 hours.
It's just about scheduling.
Yes.
You just have to schedule.
Yeah. So this guy had seen a lot of sex. He has gone on Star Tours where he once saw a wife trying to give her husband a hand job with their daughter next to them. So I guess that's a dark ride. I can't go on that ride because it makes me sick. Does that one make you sick?
I haven't been on it in like 25 years.
So they would do things like he said that they made a family friendly announcement. Like, this is a family friendly ride to stop people from giving a hand job. And then she would continue doing it and they kept having to give family friendly amount.
First of all, I can't think of a less horny ride than Star Tours. Let me just explain what Star Tours is for people who have never been to Disneyland. It's basically like this ride's been around since like the early 80s and like it hasn't changed at all. It's literally the exact same ride. It's like Star Wars motif and it's one of those like moving movie theater rides.
Yes.
We're like,
I don't like those rides. They get me sick.
Where you're watching something on a screen and the chairs are moving and there's like vibration and like you're basically like going through and C-3PO's there being really frantic, right?
We know how I feel.
anyway, so it's just like a very jerky, like frantic ride. I mean, it's not like a scary ride, but it's just like that ride has no chill. Like if you're going to give someone a hand job in a ride, which personally I'm against.
Absolutely.
Keep it outside of Disneyland, please.
Or do it at Pirates of the Caribbean.
But that's what I was going to say. Pirates, that's a horny ride.
Or Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Because you're at least there, you're in a two per car. Like
it's two per car, you're separated from everyone. Haunted Mansion's the best case scenario of doing something
right
wrong.
You just got to hope your chair doesn't flip at the wrong moment.
Right. But it's dark in there.
And it's kind of long enough to get there, probably.
It's also not a fast ride. It's just very slow.
Yeah. Now, this one made me laugh because it's involving Autotopia, which is kind
Autopia?
Of Autopia. So that's kind of like a boring ride. I never go out. Do they still have Autopia?
I don't think so. That's just like you drive the go-kart.
It's like you drive the go-kart, but it doesn't. You really aren't even doing that much driving. It's like on a track.
It's on a track.
You can't go fast or anything. So this guy said that he was working on Autopia. He said all of a sudden a guy just got out of the car and started walking towards the exit stairs. So this is a track. It's not none of the cars are going fast, but he literally just got out of the car, walked to the emergency exit. At some point, he stops for a second and a piece of poop just plopped out of his cargo shorts. And he just kept walking. That's got to be a really low moment, don't you think? Like, you're wearing cargo shorts already. It's like you have so many pockets just right there.
How did a piece of poop just fall out of his...
He must have had something. Maybe he was going, what is it called? Commando. Maybe he didn't have underwear on because it's hot there.
Well, he could have had loose underwear on.
I don't know, but there's just something so... I can visualize a poop ball falling out of cargo shorts so easily. I don't know what that says about me.
Why? I feel like there's a bathroom close to there.
He must have... Look, I think the food is so crappy there. Maybe people just get stomach problems, apparently, because there's a lot of shit stories. Like, I had to stop myself.
I'm surprised, because I feel like the food at Disneyland is very binding. Like, I feel like it's very, like, makes you constipated.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I don't have super bad stomach issues. Like, there's very few times where I'll eat something and have, like, a problem.
Right.
So I don't know. I guess everyone has their own thing. But I was like, I thought when I started reading the story, I was like, oh, yeah, Autopia is really boring. I would have probably just left. I always want to leave those kind of rides, too, where it's like, ugh. And they're always the longest ones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's too long. Do you remember the submarine ride?
The Jules Verne, it was like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and now it's Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
I hate that ride.
But I remember, I went on it in like the early 90s, the last time I did, when it was like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
I get too claustrophobic on that ride. It's way too like tight for me.
I probably would not be able to go on it today because I am claustrophobic.
I don't know I'm claustrophobic until I went on a ride like until I get into certain situations.
Oh, totally.
Like, and when I went on that Finding Nemo ride, literally my internal monologue was the whole time was just like, keep still, like keep calm. You'll be okay. Cause there's like no way of getting off once you go on.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm in a full blown panic attack, but I literally had to talk myself down the whole ride. Cause I was like, it's almost over.
You know what? I don't think I would never go on a real submarine either. That sounds like hell.
I don't either, but I feel like the ride version of submarine doesn't have to be so authentic that it's actually cramped as well. Like it should be more open, I think. Like,
right.
And we could still get the idea that we're fakely underwater or something. Like,
right.
I don't know. I was in misery the whole ride. I hated it. Okay. So my last story is this guy was working at Disneyland his freshman year of college. He was a day custodian, and his area was New Orleans Square at Disneyland. Now, One time he is working by the Haunted Mansion. He gets a security office for a code S. Now, he had never heard that code before. And as Rachel mentioned, they have various codes. At the time this guy was working, code U meant urine, code V meant vomit, and code H meant feces. The H is because usually it's the horses on Main Street that shit as they walk and clean up and you need to sweep it up.
I was like, H.
I know. I was like, they probably don't want code F because it sounds dirty, but no, wait, it actually has.
Code F.
For feces. I guess you could do code S for shit. Or but they don't say P. shit there. But yeah, okay, code P for, but that might sound like urine.
Right.
So yeah, we're trying to get into the mind of Disneyland's like puritanical way of doing things. But he'd never heard code S. So his lead custodian said, grab some towels and gloves and come with me. Uh-oh. He's like, this is very mysterious. When they got into the into the house, they talked to the security lead and they said, where is it at? And the security guides, while trying to remain very stern, informed us that what we're looking for will be this guy. They point on a monitor and just one that like right there. I guess they have a monitor of every. This is one thing I learned at Disneyland. There's cameras everywhere on every ride. These people are watching us everywhere. So if you think you're jerking off your boyfriend, someone is fucking watching you on camera. Like, you're not getting away with it. And they have like the cameras where it can see in the dark.
A hand of God. I mean, I will testify to this because on Pirates of the Caribbean, I got scolded once when I was 19.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What were you doing?
Being an idiot. I with my disposable camera, making my friend take zany pictures of me with my legs.
Oh, so you were just like goofing off.
I was just being an idiot.
Yeah. So finally, one of the cars comes around the curve and spins to where the camera. So they're watching these kids on the ride.
The Haunted Mansion.
The Haunted Mansion. So you know how the rides will just, we just mentioned that the cars will kind of spin around at some point. While they're watching this, they see the car spin around and on it is a young couple of teenagers in high school, both and giving each other, so it's two guys giving each other hand jobs on this ride. It turns out that the S in code S stands for semen. So the security stops the ride in front of one of the hidden access doors, opens it up, and my lead shines his light on them. Their hands them paper towels and goes, wipe yourself off and come with me, please.
So they got kicked off the ride?
The look of horror on their face is one of the best and simultaneously saddest things I've ever seen. Looking back, I'm pretty sure allowing us to see what was on the monitors might have been illegal. I have no idea. Like, was that legal for us to see teenagers jerking off?
Oh, because they were teenagers.
Yeah, he was like, I got freaked out by the fact that I saw something like that on camera. But
no.
It's not the same as like downloading, obviously, and stuff like that.
Oh my God, that's awful.
So he said a word of advice. He's like, it is absolutely unfathomable how many cameras there are at Disneyland. Every inch of it is pretty much on video. And there were security staff of four or more people on every ride watching every monitor 8 hours a day, even the sucky ones. Remember the next time you want to whip out your dick on one of these dark rides.
So we take it back. Haunted Mansion, still not a good place to get jerked off.
It's not a good place unless you don't mind security watching.
But they also might stop you.
That's true.
Because
that would be embarrassing.
That would be embarrassing. And you know what? That was the one time I've ever done something like bad at Disneyland was when I got scolded for sticking my legs out of the boat.
I don't know. I mean, the worst things I've done at Disneyland is smoke pot. I snuck it.
Wow, Desi.
That's like my worst thing I did. But I could have gotten kicked out for that probably if I got busted.
Probably.
And then, yeah, I don't think I really did anything other than that. That was before they had alcohol. Now I can just walk over to California Adventure and get like a beer or something.
Right.
Because it is a place you kind of, it's nice to have a little drink. A little drinky.
Desi
to get you through the day.
Desi needy drinky.
I needy drinky. Poo, poo, poo. What was that tweet? Oh God, so irritating. I did get really drunk because I was there at like 10 a.m. and it was really hot. And I was like, I'll have a beer. I got so wasted because it was really high, like alcohol content beer at this German place in California Adventure. And I was like an empty stomach. And I went on Tower of Terror, where it was like Guardians of the Galaxy at that point.
Oh,
and I was like so ill. I was like, what have I done? I have to be here for like 10 more hours. I fucking got drunk in the first 10 minutes somehow. Oh, boy.
Dude, I've never been high or drunk at Disneyland.
Yeah, it would be way easier now with edibles too.
Right.
I haven't done that yet, but I will. Maybe when we go.
When we go, you can. And and I will document it, and Desi will tweet insane things.
Absolutely. You got to tweet insane things at Disneyland. It's a remarkable setting.
I really miss Disneyland.
Yeah, me too. So that's my stories.
Desi.
There's thousands more.
That was
so
great.
We can do more episodes.
We'll do more episodes of
There's
that
so many good ones. It's like, it's fun reading them all. You can just search Reddit. There's like a ton of boards all over the map. And there's haunted ones too. So yeah, check it out.
Disney cast members, we salute you.
It's a hard job.
I mean, really, it is a hard job, and they do such a fantastic job.
I mean, there's
job.
So many little, I tried to pick more longer stories, but there were so many little like incidents. Like one time I saw Snow White and Cinderella making out backstage. One time Mary Poppins was walking around with her top off backstage. Like, so there's all these like weird just characters being like more lewd than like their innocent little princess selves backstage. Right. So that's pretty funny stuff too.
I honestly like told my parents when I was like a total burnout in high school, they're like, what's your plan? You know, do you have a plan for your life? And like one of the lies I told was that I was going to, but I really thought like I could do it. But one of the lies I told is like, well, I'm going to be Tinkerbell at Disneyland, obviously. But that was like my dream job for a minute.
You could be, because Tinkerbell's a cunt. Well, like she's a little bit of a bitch.
No, she is a cunt, but I also look like Tinkerbell. Like we have a very similar, like we never lost our baby fat on our face.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Not to brag, but I think I look like Tinkerbell.
I look like Tinkerbell.
And at that time.
That's a sentence I never thought I'd hear out of your mouth. Not to brag, but I look like Tinkerbell.
I'm just saying, I could have been Tinkerbell.
In a different time and year, we could have been Tinkerbell and the Little Mermaid. Wreaking havoc in the tunnels under Disneyland where the cast members have to work and like go scurry around.
Can you imagine?
That would be so fun to work at Disneyland. I mean, I'm sure it's awful in many ways.
Yeah.
But like, if you just had like a summer there.
Yeah.
You'd get some good stories at least, even if it was hell while you were doing it.
Right. I mean, well, yeah, that was like working at the Renaissance Fair was like, I got paid nothing, but it was super fun.
Yeah. No, I never had a job like that. And it sounds really fun. Like when I interviewed the guy from Action Park, like just to hear how insane it was.
Because you see so much shit at those places when you're working at like that kind of like attraction.
Well, you see so much shit when you go for one day. Imagine just being there day after day.
Dude.
Like it's just compounded seeing tons of shit. Like there was just so many. This one guy said that he got confronted by like a little boy that was like a real life version of Cartman. And he was like hitting him. He was like on a rascal or something like that. It was just like running after him and hitting him. I was just like those little things all day long. It just must be such an exhausting job. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's fun after high school to work at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It seems fucking fun.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Those are the stories I have for today.
Great.
Do you have any recommendations?
Well, yeah, I'm still watching Criminal Minds. I'm on season 3 now, and it's just really enjoyable for me. I honestly, that's all I can like tolerate right now.
Yeah, I started watching 90 Day Fiancé season 6.
So happy.
I haven't watched any of the other seasons. I just skipped to this one because I got so tired of all of you guys talking about Colty. I had to finally see who Colty was. So I just started watching it a few days ago.
It's such a good season. Like Desi's, you've seen like before the 90 days before. You watched like one season of that, right?
I think I watched a few seasons of that, yeah.
Yeah. So Desi's seen like season, well, I know you didn't see season 3, so you probably just saw season 1 and 2 of before.
How many before are there?
There's only 3.
Okay. So I didn't see the last one because it wasn't on Hulu.
Or maybe there's 4 now. But I know you didn't see 3 or 4.
Yeah. If they weren't on, there was one that wasn't on Hulu yet.
Yeah.
I think I saw the first 2 seasons of before.
But you've never seen like a Ridge 90 Day Fiancé, even though honestly it's like the same show. But like it really is the same show. It's just different.
It's slightly different.
It's slightly different circumstances for the cast members.
Right.
So Desi started season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé, and this is the season where we meet Colt and Larissa, who are integral cast members of the 90 Day Fiancé franchise.
Yes.
Like they appear in several more seasons of the show.
They're like mainstays.
Yeah.
Like there are certain characters I know that just stay around through different variations of the show.
Like Paul and Carini.
Yes.
Darcy.
Right.
And all of her various boyfriends. I'm watching also the other show I'm watching besides 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After and 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way. Darcy Silva of Before the 90 Days got her own spinoff with her twin sister.
Oh, I saw that you guys were talking
about Darcy and Stacy. And Darcy has a new boyfriend. He's Bulgarian. And of course, he's younger than her.
Okay.
So, look.
She's a cougar.
You know what? I support Darcy 100%. I love Darcy. I love and support this woman. She made a cameo for me one time. It was a really good cameo. Right. So please don't talk trash about Darcy in my presence. Because I will get upset.
Yeah, I'm only interested in the seasons that you guys have the characters you talk about a lot.
Yeah, so season 6, definitely. I mean, there's just so many good, like Azuelu and Kalani.
Yeah, I like a few of the couples.
Listeners at home, you should watch it. I know we have a lot of listeners who watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, no, it's definitely good. This week was really stressful for me.
Same.
Because I had to write a main and a mystery, which is just like two grueling back-to-back main episodes.
That was me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so it was like an hour-long, two-hour-long shows, which is like a lot of work.
How did that happen? Because that happened to me like...
Because we waited to the last minute. I mean, so it's my own fault for waiting to the last minute.
Right.
But sometimes you're just not thinking, and then I had other work I had to do. So writing for 3 straight days, like literally 9 a.m. to like the end of the day, I just was so exhausted. It was like the perfect opportunity for me to start some dumb reality stuff where I didn't have to really pay attention. I could just lie there and like completely be zoned out watching something that didn't take a lot of brain power. Like my brain was mush. So it was like the perfect time. I was like, I'm going to watch this finally. I think you tweeted something about Colty or maybe. And I was like, oh, I'm going to finally fucking look at this. So it was like the perfect opportunity for me to do it.
I'm really happy because I really want to, like, there's so much I want to talk to you about these characters.
It was funny watching it because I follow you and like Melissa and Allie and Kara, and you guys are always talking about it. So I always see your conversations and I never can. It was like you and Andy with Bosch. It's like there's something really frustrating when you're not like, I tried to watch Bosch and I just couldn't. And then you guys were so far ahead of me. I was like, ah, fuck it. I don't even want to.
Well, no, I'm not watching Bosch.
Yeah. So it was like, it's nice to finally see it. I was like, I have texted Rachel. I was like, I saw the croissant. Like, I remember all the things you guys would like post pictures of.
I'm so happy.
So it's nice to kind of like be like, oh, that's what they were talking about.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
So that's my only new thing that I'm watching.
Yeah. I mean, look, like I'm keeping things real low key right now. I had a really awful week this week. It was no bueno, but the past like 2 days have been remarkably better. I don't know why I'm getting so like personal right now. This is like, usually I only talk like this on our Patreon episodes. Right. Come on. I had a really tough time.
Save it for the paying customers. Just kidding.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like we just
haven't been doing much. You're just like getting through it.
You know what? I'm getting through it right now.
Getting Through It with Rachel Fisher. That's the name of your like reality show.
That's the name of my unhinged reality show about me moving through grief, going through grief during a pandemic.
I would watch a show called Getting Through It.
It
sounds like a 90s era like morning show, like those ones where women were like trying to get rid of their baggage.
Yep. You know what? I'm just grieving in the middle of a pandemic. Just trying to get through it.
Yeah.
Just trying to put out a podcast, Desi.
Absolutely.
Just trying to get through it.
Did you eat anything other than what we had today?
Well,
or when we get together, we obviously eat a lot of food. The only way Rachel eats is if I'm here.
It's true. Because my eating has become very like, look, I'm doing grief eating right now.
Oh, I brought Rachel really good Chinese food. the last,
yeah,
the last main.
That was really
good. And then we had Trejos.
We had Trejos tacos tonight.
And that was good.
And I really wanted to have Danny Trejos tacos because Brendan got me a cameo this week.
He surprised me
with a cameo from Danny Trejo. And Danny Trejo told me on the cameo that he was very sorry for the death in my family.
It was really cute.
It was really sweet. And like, I have met Danny Trejo before. He's literally one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
I've only heard that about him.
He's like I've met him a couple times. He's the nicest person ever. And he doesn't forget a face too.
Oh yeah. And he has really good food.
And he makes great food.
Like, I like going to his restaurants because I know he's nice. And I love the donuts and the tacos.
Like, his donuts, some of the best donuts in LA.
Ugh, remember we were trying to get the Girl Scout cookie donut?
But they were all sold out.
Next season, we have to get that Samoa donut. It's, like, imperative.
It's imperative.
Yeah. So that was pretty exciting. I mean, I think Cameo is fun. We should do Cameo.
I was thinking that. Would people buy cameos from us?
At reply us on Twitter if you would like us to join Cameo.
Because I'll do a cameo.
I think it would be fun to do Cameo.
I would sign up for that. I mean, we could just make sure we like have like a little bit of mascara on before we do it.
Or good lighting. I just need good lighting.
Yeah.
I think.
We'll just smush our faces together.
If I do say so myself. No, I mean, I don't mind not having a ton of makeup on, but if the lighting is bad, then you're in trouble.
We'll have good lighting.
Yeah.
You know what we'll do is we'll always turn on my neon light.
Oh, wait, we need one of those O-rings.
No, I'm saying we'll turn on my pink neon light because it makes the whole room like red and pink.
Okay, that sounds good.
It's just like very sexy lighting.
Okay, I like it.
If you guys want...
We'll look like we're in like the red light district.
Yeah. If you want like a really sleazy cameo from me and Desi, at reply us if that's something you would buy because we'll set up an account.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. We'll wish you happy birthday. We'll say sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
I'm sure you would want that from us.
Dude, you know what? That would be bad because if someone was like, will you please send condolences to my partner? They lost their cat. I would immediately start crying.
I'd have to do that one and that probably wouldn't be good.
You would have to do that one because I would just be like, I lost my cat too recently.
You would make it all about you.
I would start sobbing. So maybe,
one thing I need to know about cameos, do they just like wing it? Or do they write something? Like,
I guess you could either or. You get like the message from the person. Like,
right.
You write a message to them.
So Brendan just said to him, hey, my girlfriend had a loss in the family. Can you send her a message telling her she'll be okay?
Probably. That's
so they just
said.
You give them a basic thing and then they do it like a minute long, whatever.
When I was doing my 90 Day Fiancé podcast with Allie and Melissa, we got a cameo from Paul from 90 Day Fiancé and Karini. And
I remember.
Like 10 minutes long.
So it's really up to them.
Usually they're like a minute long. No, this one was like at least 10 or 15 minutes long.
Were they expensive?
I don't think they were that. I think it was like $50.
Okay. That's like a high cameo, I think, though.
I don't remember. Maybe Darcy was 50.
I mean, I don't think it's high for someone because they're actually kind of famous. But I think there's a lot of people who are like literally like $15 or $20.
No, we'll be like $20 maximum.
I think so.
Come on. We're not famous.
No.
We'll charge you like $20
I think
maximum.
That's like the minimum, like 15 and 20 or something.
That's what we'll do.
Yeah. We recognize we're not worth it. Don't worry about us.
Hey,
we don't have inflated heads.
We are under no illusions here at Hollywood Crime Scene Incorporated.
Dumb Bitch Media.
You know what?
Oh, that's actually a
Dumb
company.
Dumb Bitch Media is actually a podcast.
Oh, see, that's unfair. We should have fucking...
But
so
they
we should
follow
have,
us.
Oh, they do?
I don't know if they're listening to the show. We should do a crossover with Dumb Bitch Media.
I'm just mad we didn't nail that name down years ago.
You know what? I know. I've never listened to their show before, so I have no idea, but I'm mutuals with... one of the women on that show. Look, I don't know. I've never listened to the show, but
I like the media. I like the name.
I obviously followed them back because I was like, I relate to this.
Yeah, it sounds good. Okay. Well, all then right. That's all we have.
Yeah, Dumb Bitch Media. If you hit us up, let's do a crossover. I haven't even listened to your show yet. I'm sure it's great.
Bye.
Bye.